But there's a group called Border Communities Against Brexit, and Declan Ferran is one of their representatives. Declan, good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
Declan, Brexit means Brexit, as they say. Demonstrations are being held in both Belfast and Dublin to oppose the triggering of Article 50 today. What's the point of the border communities, of whom you'd be one person? What's the point of these protests today?
Well, basically it's to highlight the issues that pertain specifically along the border corridor, and how, as we say, we really are in the eye of the storm when Brexit, when all of the machinations take place, and what happens there, whether it be customs posts or road closures, or basically the dividing the communities who live along that border again, and that's something we don't want to see, and really we're trying to highlight that point. What can we do, or how effective can we be? Well, that remains to be seen. But I think it's probably to make people aware, to people, you know, that this issue is, it sounds fine, and the British government have certainly given nice platitudes, and with the Irish government and the European Union, to say that it'll be all grand and not. Well, you know, we don't believe it will be, and we can't see any way how, if they're going to stop the free movement of people and goods, that how that's going to happen without a very strict border being there. And certainly that's something that these communities no longer, never want to see again.
Is your initiative primarily encouraged by Sinn Féin, or are a number of other groups involved?
Our initiative is encouraged by the people from the area who live along that area. We have people as part of our group who come from a unionist background as well. It's not a green or red issue. It's about how this will affect families. And as I say, it really doesn't matter whether you're from the unionist community or the nationalist community. If your ability to provide for your family, whether that be in the farming or in the business and community, or just as workers trying to travel across the border every day, that will affect you no matter what side of the community you come from.
So if
and
you
it's
have
important
a,
that people realise that and stop trying to make it out as if it's one side. It shouldn't be portrayed as a green issue only. It certainly is not.
Do you have, like, for example, a unionist farming family representative who maybe traditionally would be DUP supporters, but they feel that the DUP called this one wrong?
Well, I don't know what their direct political affiliations are, but I certainly do know that we have people from a unionist background who see that their family and their income can be dramatically affected by this, whether it be the loss of their single farm payments or their ability to trade normally across the border, whether that's with their, you know, whether selling their milk or bringing in the sheep or whatever that entails. But as I say, it would affect people who live along there. We all know what that border was like for many, many years and how it divided communities right along there.
But it was different then,
and the military infrastructure that came. Well, just remember, Frank, that
the border
roads were closed.
Yeah, but those are the troubles, Declan.
No, just to remind you of this, in case maybe you're not old enough to remember, Frank, but the border roads were actually closed before the trouble started. Right alongside my home, the border road was closed and spiked off before ever the trouble started.
But was that not troubles related?
Absolutely not. Those border controls and the border road closures were there in the 60s.
Yeah, but are you suggesting...
Directly because...
Are you suggesting,
Declan? Because of the differences in people smuggling along the border.
Yeah, because the people were going for butter and stuff. That surely is linked back to almost the Second World War and the rationing. That's not to do with the North and the South. The spikes on your road in a country area of whichever county you're from. As time went by, the main reason that there was difficulty at the border was because of the cross-fertilisation from north to south of people who are involved in terrorist activity. And the military took a very heavy-handed approach in border areas and ensured that life almost came to a standstill. There's no such threat at all of that happening as a result of Brexit.
Well, first of all, just to go back, the border roads were originally closed, Frank, because of the issue of smuggling along the border. And certainly that's one thing that I think everybody knows, that if somebody wants to make a quick buck on the border and there are tariffs introduced or new tariffs introduced, and certainly that's something that will very likely happen again. And as we actually spoken to some of the officials in the departments of the main negotiators of the European Union over in Brussels 2 weeks ago, and certainly that was a very big concern of theirs. And issues like, for example, genetically modified crops or hormone-induced beef and stuff like that, which they are very afraid if Britain makes new trade arrangements with whatever countries, then those things are, they are adamant that those items like that are certainly not coming into any of the 27 countries of the European Union, and certainly not being allowed to freely cross that border. So what does that mean, and how do they stop that? They're certainly not going to stop it by having 15 or 16 customs posts on major roads. There would also be over 250 other roads. Now, if they have to close those, and whatever they have to do to ensure that that which they are quite adamant will have to be done, what happens, you know, if you start dividing communities and erecting structures like that?
But it's most likely not going to be that.
That animosity that was there for many years.
Sure, if you
did that. That brought all that back to the fore again, and people who live along the border are very concerned that that could happen again.
Yes, but it's not going to happen. If we deal in reality, there will be some sort of a camera, there'll be some sort of monitoring of number plates, there will be digital forms that have to be filled in. We're unlikely to even see customs men or customs women, never mind people cordoning off areas and putting spikes across the road. Now, that's sowing seeds of fear among the border community.
Well, certainly, Frank, unless you know something that we don't, nobody, and I heard Jamie Delargy on UTV the other night, with the same concern, how do you police and control this border without that infrastructure being there? It is really pie in the sky to suggest that drones or vehicle recognition technology will do all of this. If somebody, that is fine if somebody wants to cross at the legitimate crossing points. What about those who will see the quick buck and who want to use 250 other roads that are wide open? It makes no sense.
And do you really think that's going to concern? Do you really think that's going to concern the British government if whether or not some boy on the border is making a few pound between Cullaville and Hackball's Cross, whereas the real issue is whether or not the people who come across the border get into Britain, so therefore they can check the border checks at the airports and the docks to ensure that whoever is crossing the border and has made it to Northern Ireland doesn't make it to the British mainland, is that not much more likely to be the issue?
Certainly, if we follow on from that, Frank, I mean, that is certainly would be a concern to the British government. It is a major concern, and having spoken to and listened to the officials in the European Union on this issue, it's a major concern of theirs that the free roaming of goods that are not that are not accepted within the European Union at the moment will not be allowed to happen, and they will be very adamant in that. They see no way around that. And they said to us, well, look, if the British government could come up with some solution to this, fine, but at the moment we don't have it and we don't see it and we don't know what that is, and we want to hear more about that. But certainly, if you say that you know, the free movement of people can be controlled from the borders and the ports, there in itself is a special status. That we're now saying that the free movement of people can be controlled by the ports, and why can't we do the same for goods? And now we have that special status that enables people to continue to do business and for their farms and the same, without threatening anybody's affiliation, whether that be unions or national events, but to make sure that that hard border and that any border is not resurrected and left to divide communities again, because okay, that is something that nobody wants to go back to.
Okay, Declan, listen, I really enjoyed the conversation. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for the chat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Declan Ferran from the Border Communities Against Brexit. Is